We've heard of endangered species, but the name of David Storr is endangered pieces. He considers most of what he has to be rare and unique. The story of what he has to sell and how he acquired it is quite a tale, and it's next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
David Rosberg has a unique store in Maui, Hawaii, called Endangered Pieces.
I started 55 years ago in Lake Tahoe. I had a store there called the Antique Freak, but mushroomed into having 5 stores and 7 warehouses. We don't just do antiques. We do exotic building materials from the rich and famous.
Interestingly, David owes some of his success to leaving the place where he began.
I was a compulsive gambler. And if I didn't get out of there, I would have been homeless because I was about to lose every penny I had in the 23 years I lived in Lake Tahoe. And Maui happened to be one of the few places in the United States that did not have gambling.
He has specialized in purchasing the estates of the rich and famous. In many cases, he has non-disclosure agreements that cannot share the names. But what he can is the man we know as Gomer Pyle.
Jim Nabors' estate, he had a home in Maui, he had a home in Diamond Head, and I acquired a good portion of those houses, of his furniture, his Lalique crystal. He had a clown collection with 100 clowns, and I have got all his clowns, which I've actually sold most of them.
He often purchases an entire estate at one time. That means he winds up with lots of cool, expensive items, as well as the other stuff that is not worth a whole lot, household items that he often donates. There's one type of item, though, he finds a lot.
I probably have 5,000 pieces of art, because every estate you go to, there's always dozens of art in their walls.
So what are some of the most unique and expensive items in his store? We'll take a look at those next time as we travel the countryside. In Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.